There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
With more Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
You can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about what has been termed as a crisis for young men by Phil Zimbardo. You might recognize his name. He's the famous psychologist who wrote the Stanford Prison Experiment. And that's on its own a fascinating thing to look into. But this has to do with young men today. He's saying there's a real problem with addiction to pornography and video games, sort of in tandem. Maybe not at the same time, but you know, close proximity to one another. And he's saying it's creating a real problem. He did a study on 20,000 young men and their relationships with video games and pornography. The focus is on those young men who play those video games to excess and who do it in social isolation. That is, they are alone in their room.
Yeah, I wonder how much of this, and I share his concerns, but I wonder how much of this is the older generation, you know, just worrying about how the younger generation does things.
Could be. Well, let's go back to Dave. Mark, you had a question for him. Dave said he has not, been a psychologist in the past, I think. Dave, yeah. Are you still with us?
Once the psychologist always says
I'm still with you, and I am very grateful that you have posed this question to me for some input. We might do some good here.
Yep, let me ask the question.
Can you re-ask the question, Mark?
Yeah, the question is basically, do you see in the changing roles of men in society, in many ways, women's changing roles offers them more options. Men's changing roles seem to be sort of the destruction of this protector-provider role that is so inherent in you know, what we're taught, our socialization, that kind of thing. And what are the do you see negative effects, Dave?
Not even a little bit, and let me speak to it a bit, if I might. That is to say, if a male chooses to be as feminine as he can get, if he makes himself pretty, if he does up his hair, if his way of walking, I again say, so what? If I get a girl playing that she is all football and wrestling and wants to learn to be a diesel mechanic, I say, go, girl, go. There is not one thing abnormal about either of them. We may live in a world where people are quick to judge harshly these traits, but there is nothing that makes them even a little bit abnormal in one man's opinion. I also had the good fortune to study human sexuality under the best in the business, and I do believe I am giving you the official position of the APA. And
so you're saying that Zimbardo here is totally off base, that this isn't a crisis at all, that these thousands of young males aren't having a problem. As long as they're having fun, you're saying go for it.
Then, Vito, I ask you why. What is the harm that's being done? Where do you see an abnormality?
What if they're losing a job? What if they're losing a girlfriend over this?
I suppose it could get to that extreme, and in that case, they'd have to look at it. But it's nothing to me that an effeminate male, a masculine female, for sure, that you're not going to say that's an abnormality.
Give you that. I totally agree there.
Everybody's different. What Zimbardo's saying here is that the demasculinization of the male gender is what, and he's blaming it on video games and pornography, or at least to some extent, he's associating it with those two. And I'm not concerned with that in the same way. I am, however, concerned, Dave, with sort of the with the different social roles available to females today. We're not telling males exactly what they can, you know, what they should be doing in so many ways. I kind of feel like the male
should be doing.
Okay, the male gender, I will make my case. The male gender has become a vestigial gender, kind of like the appendix as a vestigial organ. We're not needed any longer in sort of society in the same way that we were. The big shoulder girdle can pretty much be handled with lifting like like, you know, heavy machinery, a gun to protect yourself, things like that. You can get one of those little reachy items to get the cans off the top of the top shelf. It doesn't matter that we're a little taller anymore. You know, furniture can be moved around with those little pads on the legs now. You know, even, and most women didn't have problems killing bugs on their own anyway. It was just giving their husband something to do. So I kind of feel like there's little to do as far as a man goes in sort of our, you know, traditional roles. I'm not saying people shouldn't be able to do what they want. What I'm saying is in many cases, you know, young men could be conceivably confused. This doesn't happen in my life. It's just like, you know, what do we do? What are we here for? And I don't know.
Well, the message you're hearing from me is, so what is the big deal? Where is this doing harm to anybody? Let them express their feelings as best they're able. I can see where there was I've heard that you can actually have violence involved in sex on a video to a point where they actually kill or seriously rape and harm somebody, and I've never seen it.
No, films are, for the most part, just false. I mean, they don't actually exist. But Dave, thanks for the call.
They exist. When you say actually exist, you're saying they don't. So they are
like, as in real snuff films, they don't really exist for the most part.
You mean people actually being killed on film?
For the purpose of sort of sexual gratification or whatever, those don't really exist. I mean, they're very much overblown. Maybe
I'm going to go for very much overblown.
Yeah, maybe
yes.
You could find some evidence of, I mean, obviously there's people who've been killed on film, but not necessarily for the purpose of creating a snuff film.
Yeah, well, there's disturbing trends in pornography that bother me. I've seen pornographic films where the man's choking the woman. Not particularly hard or anything like this, but this is a relatively common thing in porn, and I find this incredibly upsetting and demeaning.
I'm with you there, but going from S&M to snuff film is a long departure.
Yeah.
And snuff films are mostly mythology. 855-450-3, that's 855-450-3733. And if you do find a snuff film, it's a fake, right?
So, well, of course, but generally, yeah.
Well, the definition of a snuff film is somebody who, you know, there's a participant in a porn who is snuffed out at some point during the film for real. That's what a snuff film is supposed to be. Anyway, let's continue here. 855-450-3 is the number. Jason in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hi, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I tend to agree with both you guys and the doctor that both of those are contributing factors, but I think the main factor is that, you know, according to, you know, modern day feminists, masculinity isn't, you know, approved of. In fact, it's something to be looked down upon. You know, it's like whenever you see these weird little, you know, coffee sipping hipsters running around with beards, you know, trying to grasp to some, you know, fleeting, you know, masculinity, I think it's, you know, we're in a bad way.
Is it a tenet? I mean, I can't say I study feminism real deep. Is it really a tenet of newer feminism that men shouldn't be manly or something like that?
There's some of that in there with the boys are stupid, throw rocks at them T-shirt that was, you know, out there at one point. You know, the in giving girls power, girl power, to some extent you have it. It's a short step from giving power to a group, empowering a group, to taking power from another group. I mean, these tend to go hand in hand in the course of human history. Rather than raising a group up, you want to pull the other one down. And, you know, men and women have always kind of had their little things going back and forth. I tend to think that women aren't as complicated to figure out as men would claim, and men certainly aren't that complicated to figure out, but they can have their moody spells too.
Right. And I actually, you know, did some research on this just the other day, and the overwhelming theme was destroy the patriarchy, you know, and that's,
right,
you know, destroy everything that is man.
And, well, the patriarchy. Okay, so let's define the patriarchy real quick, because this is the slippery word, which I dislike it simply because of what it does. It just drives a wedge between people.
Jason, thanks for your call tonight.
The patriarchy is sort of the system. It's the feminist's term for the system, whatever the system is. They view it in a fashion that, you know,
one that is male dominated.
Yeah, it's a male dominated system, but yeah, I don't see that. I think that women have been along. Women have probably been in charge for as long as women and men have been coupling. But you know, that's my point of view on it. But the patriarchy doesn't mean let's get rid of all men.
All right, there's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live up next.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Talk about addiction, specifically addiction to video games and pornography. Now, it doesn't have to be an and thing, but that's what Phil Zimbardo, the author of the Stanford Prison Experiment, is saying is a problem with young males. And I'm not real clear in which countries, if it's Western countries or what, but they did a study, an in-depth look into the lives of 20,000 young men and their relationships with video games and pornography. Zimbardo says it's a crisis and there's a new form of addiction that is really damaging people's lives. One guy says that when he's in class, he wishes he was playing World of Warcraft. When he's with a girl, he says he wishes that he was watching pornography because he'll never be rejected. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know first about Fort Gault.
Yeah, what Fort Gault is an interesting concept. What they're doing is they're going through Bensonwood, the big, really sort of big-time boutique builder up here in New England, and they're going to build some condominiums down in Chile. And these aren't when you think of a condominium, you think of, you know, like a living space. That's, you know, it's a house-sized living space. These tend to be much smaller. They're really intended to just be places to sleep, and there's going to be a much more sort of communal space. What they're trying to do is attract entrepreneurs, free spirits, travelers, people like that down there who can collaborate on ideas and create something new and different. I think it's a really interesting project. They have a fantastic website and really great videos to look at, and they're getting this project off the ground. It doesn't require a great deal. Like, you don't have to pay all up front or anything like that. It's not a big risk from what they're doing as far as the amount of money you've got to put in and that sort of thing. I think it's fascinating. Go check out the website. It's at fortgault.com. That's F-O-R-T as in fort, and Gault as in John Gault, G-A-L-T. FortGault.com.
All right, so, Mark, you were, I think, commenting on the patriarchy, and I don't think you got a chance to really say everything you wanted to there.
Well, I was just really talking about what it was. The gentleman commented on it, and I think it's a terrible loaded word. I think feminism is a terrible loaded word. I get why it was called what it was in the past, but as far as making the genders equal these days, there's all kinds of disparities on both sides of the gender equation, mm-hmm. And feminism is a word that should be relegated to the dustbin of history. What it does is, you know, nobody thinks that calling myself, some kind of white pride advocate, that I'm looking for, racial equality. That just doesn't sound the same.
You're not saying you're a white pride.
No, but if I were to use that terminology, I would sound like a bigot.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody who's just proud of my race.
You likely would be a bigot.
There's times that those terminologies go hand in hand. But
I'd like to see the time when they don't.
I don't know. You've just opened the door. So anyway.
You brought it up.
The feminist term is it's a gender-specific term talking about equality. That doesn't make any sense. The patriarchy is also another loaded term. I prefer sort of the system, the way things are, this historical system we've been given, or whatever, something that describes what we've got.
All right. I mean, does it become a matriarchy after 51% of the government goons are women? Is that how do you determine? You know, does it have to be that 51% of the people in government are women, or that 51% of corporate executives are women? At what point will it become a matriarchy as opposed to a patriarchy?
Well, if feminists have a problem with the way things are, they need to stop talking to men and start talking to women about what their problems are, if they're not doing that already. I mean, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. My father was rarely around. I went to every single one of my elementary school teachers, except for my music teacher. Were all women. I had, this is 100%. By the time I'm in my formative years, all psychiatrists agree, your formative years, what they are, almost in nursery school, all women, entirely populated by women. How is it that I grew up to be such a bigot?
We did that.
All right, let's go to Bob. He's in Vegas. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically I just wanted to start off with an anecdote, and that is I just wanted to say that my position on porn is I think that it should be legalized, I think that it's good, I think that it serves a purpose. However, all things in moderation, at one point, due to to my, you know, dependency on porn and the fact that I would always want more and more severe porn, more and more hardcore porn. What I ended up having an issue with was I would not be able to, and most men have this problem, I wasn't able to keep an erection with a condom. I had to have anal sex, doggy style, unprotected in order to have sex. That was my problem.
Like the risk factors, because you needed to make sure it was as exciting as the porn. Is that why?
It's just something that it was just desensitization over an extended period of time. I started watching porn when I was 9. I started watching hardcore S&M when I was 10. And ever since then, I just kind of gotten more and more and more and more and more, you know, and
well, the thing is, it's hard to compare apples to apples in this case, because if you started watching porn at age 9, then obviously you don't know what your erectile factors would have been had you never seen porn, right? Like, maybe you would still have those same issues.
Well, no, because now, for example, I have, and a lot of it is, you initially get desensitized, so you're not as excited, so you can't keep it up. And then that happens a couple of times, and then you start having performance anxiety. Now that I don't have performance anxiety, I can go on with a condom vaginal, any position, for up to 2 hours at a time.
Okay, so what you're saying is you've beaten...
At the very beginning, it wasn't a health issue, it was a mental issue.
So what you're saying is you have ended your porn addiction and have overcome your issues as a result?
Well, I mean, I can still watch porn. I still watch porn. I still watch, you know, S&M here, you know, regular stuff there, you know, lesbian porn here. I watch whatever I want, but I don't watch it day in, day out. And because I've got...
What are you down to? Give me an example. What was your level of addiction when you had a problem, and, like, how often do you look at porn now in comparison?
Well, I would watch porn twice a day, and now I watch it maybe once every 3 days.
Okay. Thanks, Bob, for your call and sharing your story tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So Bob's saying, you know, the more you watch the porn, perhaps the less ability one has in the bedroom.
I suppose. I don't know.
And Zimbardo did say earlier in the story here from the independent.co.uk that there is a particular... issue that is affecting some young men, not necessarily all of them, the PIED, porn-induced erectile dysfunction, where he says young boys who should be virile are now having a problem getting an erection. So maybe that's what our caller there was talking about. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Zimbardo blames negative images of men in the American media, showing men as slobs, undesirable, and only wanting to get laid, and being inadequate in doing that. He also called for better sex education in schools, which should focus not only on biology and safety, but also on emotions, physical contact, and romantic relationships. I don't think that the government can do sex education really very well at all, no matter what they're focusing on. But we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. We're here live on the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can share your experience with porn and video game addiction.
Spend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username here is lrn.fm. Maybe you have had a personal experience with an addiction to either pornography or video games or both. Phil Zimbardo, the infamous study, the author of the study of the Stanford Prison Experiment, has said this is a crisis for young men in America and in other parts of the world, presumably as well, which young men who have become addicted to these things, both pornography and video games, and he says it's causing real issues in their lives, could be even causing erectile dysfunction. Of course, Psychology Today points out that there is, according to a review of PubMed, the largest online database of medical literature, it reveals there is not a single published study linking pornography and erectile dysfunction. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that there isn't a link, but that there's not a study necessarily showing that there is one.
Considering the amount of money that Western governments throw at silly studies, you'd think that there would be.
Now, they do say here that a search for the terms erectile dysfunction pornography yields 52 publications. Of those, the bulk are studies that use pornography or visual sexual stimuli to test erectile dysfunction. In fact, urologists and researchers have found that pornography viewing is an effective, non-invasive, and reliable test for psychogenic erectile dysfunction. So they actually use the watching of pornography to see if someone has erectile dysfunction. One fascinating study identified that the brain activities of men watching pornography are not significantly different in men with and without erectile dysfunction. So that's some interesting counter studies there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency, whether you're going to spend your cryptocurrency on porn or on video games.
There is Girls Gone Bitcoin.
Is there now?
But no, okay. That's old.
Yeah, because I know I heard a few of them. I don't know how many of them are still around, but those things did exist. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, you can get them from ExpressCoin.com. And of course, there's a lot of other stuff you can buy with Bitcoin as well. In fact, they're accepted by probably, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, if not millions of them, businesses and all kinds. They're licensed money services business over at ExpressCoin.com, and they will hook you up. When you send them a money order or a check, they'll send Bitcoin to your Bitcoin wallet, and whether you're in the U.S., or Canada, they can help you. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can grab their smartphone app at ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL when you order to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no transfer fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got Edward in Battle Creek, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVCK. Hey, Edward.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I listened to the gentleman speaking ahead of me, and some thoughts have come to mind. I would like to get your, I guess, perspective on them.
Yes, please.
Sex is a wonderful thing that
it
is, some would say, designed, if one believes in the designer, for one man and one woman, for the purpose of a commitment, and within that commitment, being able to celebrate that commitment with physical intimacy. That being said, when you look at pornography and the fake, the counterfeit form of it that it is, can there ever be considered a good reason for that?
What's the question? Can there be a good reason to look at pornography given that it is not emulative of what your belief around sex is?
Correct.
So
go ahead.
One of the euphemisms for pornography and other things that that one buys in the naughty store is marital aid. So I would go ahead and say, sure. If we're going to talk biblical stuff, the marriage bed is undefiled, and therefore a husband and wife who, you know, for whatever reason, wish to watch pornography together in order to enhance their sex life, why not?
Do you believe a woman ever feels secure after the husband needs to look at another woman?
I've never been a woman. I wouldn't know.
But you do understand that there are women who look at pornography as well, right?
The numbers would probably indicate, since men are, and studies would bear it out, men are very visually driven, where women are not. They're much more.
I've heard that that's the case, but I don't know if that's actually true.
Yeah, I think that there are studies that counter that old claim, the whole men are from Venus, men are from Mars, women are from Venus standpoint. I don't know whether I even believe that statement anymore. But I would say that men probably more dependent on porn than women are.
I think that's true.
But you're asking me to extrapolate, and I can't do it. I would be willing to say, son, you asked me to come up with a circumstance, and I came up with a circumstance. So I'm going to go out and say a little bit further that, yes, there are women, wives out there that can watch porn and still be secure in their marriage. Sure.
Now, in your job setting, you encounter quite a few men, and probably some of them have spoken of their use of porn. How many men or how many women have you heard that would have ever discussed?
Usually men and women don't have those conversations, but I have had conversations with women about their porn use. But when the sex is, look, I'm a heterosexual male. When a woman begins talking to me about her porn use, it's tantamount to flirting with me and asking me to have sex with her.
And when a man brings it up, does it automatically display his dependency, his need to have an aid in his sexual experience?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't display that at all.
Then what would be the reason for it? If you held it up as a marital aid, the gentleman calling before has held it up as an aid of sorts. What's the purpose of porn then, really?
I would say it's an enhancement. You get to see the stuff rather than imagining it.
Well, I think it's, I think it does come back to the fact that, at least in the United States, there's a big Puritan influence in our past, and I think that results in not just an obsession with pornography, but just an obsession with sex and various sort of deviancies, if you will. But ultimately, people are fascinated by sex, and porn allows them to, for whatever reason, porn allows them to explore that fascination in areas in which they don't feel comfortable enough to go on their own, you know, perhaps into kink or fetish that they don't feel comfortable with, or they wouldn't know where to begin going to connect with people like that. Obviously, the internet now makes this more possible than ever before, so if you're looking for kinky fetish people, it's not as hard to find them as previous, but, you know, it gives you the opportunity to quietly explore sexuality without ever having to talk to anyone about it. And I imagine that given that we are essentially told that sex is bad, that would be why people don't like talking about those things.
Said sex was bad?
There's a lot of pop culture out there.
Yeah, I think
religion.
I was told that as I was growing up. I would definitely got the impression that sex was for men and women did it in order to make their husbands feel better. I definitely got that impression. I was raised in a Christian home. My mother was a Sunday school teacher, and I went to a private school, a private Christian school. So, yes, I'm going to say that that occurred for me.
That's unfortunate that someone would speak of something so wonderful out of...
Oh, it is very unfortunate, and I agree with you there. Thank you, Edward.
It's a short step from premarital sex is dirty to sex is dirty, right? Like,
yeah.
If you tell a kid sex is bad until you get into the marriage bed, you have to really sort of explain why it is that you believe that and what the values are that surround it.
Well, but even within the context of the marriage bed, aren't there certain beliefs out there, Mark, that believe that sex outside of the missionary position is bad, right? Like, you know, doggy style is bad, even if you are married. I'm sure there's certain religions who believe that, right?
Well, different. This is the thing, is you're going to have as many different opinions on this as you have people who are believers. And, I think that it is incredibly healthy. But you have to start with the premise that we were created and this particular book is the right book that tells us about this stuff. And all the other religious momentum that for the last 2,000 years, all that stuff's correct. Because the Bible doesn't spend that much time talking about sex, so people come to the conclusions they come to. I mean, if you look at science, and you look at bonobos and how they behave, scientists have posited that the reason that women make noise during sex and men tend not to is in order to call the other men to come have sex with them sort of when they're ready. Like they're in, their prime, it's time to have sex.
Really?
So that you're drawing more there. So, that's the reason that so many sperm are released, so that they can compete against other sperm that are released by other males in the immediate time frame.
I didn't know it was true that men are less likely to be noisy than women. Is it a significant percentage?
And look, I've only read this stuff. Yeah. I don't know what to believe or what not to believe. I mean, who knows?
I mean, if going by that belief...
I think half of science is faith.
Right. Well, the man being noisy could be to scare the other men off from coming around. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about addiction to pornography and video games, something that is affecting, according to Phil Zimbardo from Stanford, you might know him from the Stanford Prison Experiment, he's saying this is a crisis for young males and maybe some females as well, but he's focusing on males. The book that he's putting out there, and I'm sure hoping that you'll buy a copy of, is called Man Disconnected. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We would like you to connect with us and tell us your story, share your experience with addiction to video games or pornography, or both, is what he's saying the problem is, and we'll continue taking your calls and thoughts here. I want to also remind you that our African Satellite fundraiser is continuing for less than two more days. We're at around, I think, 30-something hours left at this point. And you can contribute to getting the ideas of liberty and freedom on the air in Africa on free-to-air satellite, which is broadcast to millions of potential homes that could listen to our content and the content you hear over at LRN.FM. And that will cost around $22,000 for a three-year contract. We're looking to raise as much as possible to get the ball rolling on this. And so far, our listeners have come through with a few $1,000s, and I appreciate that. There's perks available. You can go to africa.lrn.fm. If you've been waiting until the last minute, we're pretty much there. I've got less than just over a day remaining in this thing, so the end of the weekend will pretty much wrap it up. Go to africa.lrn.fm, and thank you in advance for helping us do that. That's africa.lrn.fm. And don't worry if we don't meet the goal. We're not going to, unless some big money angel flies in here at the very end. We'll still get to keep like 91% of what we raise, even if we don't meet the goal, which is one of the nice things about Indiegogo compared to Kickstarter. Kickstarter means you have to get to the goal. to get the money.
Okay.
Indiegogo will allow you to set your fundraiser up to where no matter what amount you raise, you get to keep most of it, the supermajority of it. So you, if we were to make our goal, they would keep less of a percentage. I think they'd keep 4%, but they'll keep 9% if we don't make the goal. So please do give over at africa.lrn.fm. Let's go to Will. He's in Hampton, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hi, Will.
Hey, how you doing there?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good. Well, you know, I appreciate the topic of your conversation this evening, but in my opinion, I think that people with sex addictions or video addictions need to go see a therapist.
Now, is porn the same thing as a sex addiction? I don't think it quite is.
Well, no, I don't think it's quite the same, but I think that there are some similarities.
I'd agree.
Well, I would say anyone with an addiction to something should probably seek some help for it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the definition of an addiction is something that, some kind of a habit that has gone too far and is causing problems, right?
It's progressing.
Exactly. So that's all I really want to say. I think you guys are really doing a good job, and thank you very much.
Thanks for being out there, Will. Appreciate your call. Straight Razor's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Straight Razor.
Good evening, gentlemen. I feel kind of bad after hearing the Africa commercial. However, I was calling about the getting the show. I noticed that you guys have an iHeart account, but
that's right.
It's not. But where I'm at, it's not.
Wait, it's not what?
It's not showing like the live stuff that's happening. Like it's not a live broadcast.
Right. Yeah. Our iHeart Radio entry is only the podcast. We actually have two on iHeart Radio. There's one that's kind of like a little sampler where it gives you the last segment of each show every night. And then there's the Free Talk Live full show podcast through iHeart Radio. They don't have a live stream for Free Talk Live, but there are radio stations that air our show live that you can tune through iHeart Radio. That that would be one way for you to listen. But there are a bunch of apps out there that will tune our streams directly. If you are using Android, are you using Android or iPhone?
I'm using Android, so I'm actually using TuneIn.
TuneIn's awesome. They do a great job of connecting you with thousands of online streams, and the Free Talk Live 24/7 stream is on TuneIn, so you can listen to Free Talk Live anytime via live streaming there. Of course, when we're live, and then the other 21 hours, you hear the latest show repeated over and over again. And then also the LRN.FM stream is also available via TuneIn. So TuneIn is probably the easiest kind of plug-and-play method of getting to those streams. I'm sorry, but iHeartRadio doesn't have it. I've been in talks with them about adding LRN.FM, and that might progress at some point in the future, but there's a technical difficulty on their end that won't allow that to be the case anytime soon.
Okay, that's what I was asking about. Is there anything that we can do to kind of help that? Because I like TuneIn. The problem is, though, it's choppy if you're moving in and out of Wi-Fi, and iHeart seems to handle that better.
Huh.
But as far as the topic that we have going with addiction, being in my line of work, I take psychology very seriously to mitigate many issues that I can come across, whether it's...
You're a police officer, for listeners who are not familiar with you. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Whether they're mentally ill or... It helps me to recognize problems early on rather than getting into a confrontation with someone who isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we studied was video games and why Americans are so attracted to them. And I think it kind of plays into both the porn conversation and the video game conversation is that most of the people who have come here were adventurous to begin with because very little of the indigenous population is here. So most of us came from a migratory family, and that sense of adventure is something that video games or, like you said, adventurous porn can give us that we can't really seek anymore. There's not unfounded lands for us to just go discover it.
I don't know. That seems like a stretch. I mean, video games are popular the world around.
Well, I think when you're looking at games like Civilization and these kind of things, sure, I think it taps into that exploring spirit. So I'm willing to listen a little bit more.
Yeah, but who's to say that the American kids today have that exploring spirit? That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's in people's DNA. He's just proposing that it's more so in American DNA because this is a population of people who came here.
But they came here from other countries, so wouldn't those same people be in other countries as well?
No, they wouldn't. They left those countries.
The thing is that you're looking at a population that instead of staying in that foreign country, they actually made the decision shift out. It's kind of like everyone who's moving up to, Keene or participating in the Free State Project. They're going to be generally more open to adventure than a lot of people are. So I definitely think that it has something to do with where you come from.
Interesting speculation, Straight Razor. Thanks for the call tonight. And, of course, Mark, you are how many video games do you have open right now?
None.
Oh, yeah? I see one right there on your phone.
Oh, yep, I got one open.
You are not supposed to be playing.
I'm not playing.
I know you weren't playing yet. I'm giving you a hard time.
The phone just opened. It just.
Sometimes I bust for new listeners to the show. Sometimes I'll bust Mark playing video games during the show, and that is a no-no.
Yeah, I don't.
Naughty boy. When he does.
It's been many years. It's been.
No, it hasn't
been
years. It's probably been a few weeks
since you busted me.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I'll see it reflected in your eyeglasses sometimes. No, I can't see it right now.
You see Facebook?
I don't know. I can't tell what it is. All right, Randy's with us in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Randy.
Hi, how's it going?
We're doing a radio show. It's great. Go ahead.
I just called in regard to the struggle with addiction that you guys are talking about. And I know that the previous caller, the police officer, was talking about, the addiction to video games, addiction to pornography. And to kind of counteract what you guys are saying about, this is a problem world over. And I think that's absolutely correct. And I think that as a society, we have desensitized ourselves to the fact that there are so many things available at the tips of our fingers. We have internet on our phones. We have internet on our tablets. Heck, we have internet in our cars these days. And, for video games and for everything, there's nothing. There's no filter that's stopping us from getting these things. And I think, especially in America, we see this in the media. We see this all over the place about sexual assault. We see all these things about molestations and things that are just running so rampant within our society that we've lost grip. We've started to accept this as, that's commonplace. And unfortunately, that is not true.
We just had a psychiatrist or psychologist, I'm not sure which one he was.
He said he was psychologist.
Psychologist, on the beginning of last hour, or this hour, I'm not sure, recently in the last few segments, who said that that they did a study, and when porn stores would open in a given neighborhood, sexual assaults would go down.
Well, I guess it kind of feeds their desire to explore a sexual desire that they've had in the past, that now they are exhibiting it with things they can buy versus things they can take.
I'd call that preferable.
Yeah, absolutely. Regardless, I'm not justifying the fact that there are porn stores everywhere, or that where cases of sexual assault pop up. Hey, let's put a porn store there. That's not going to solve the problem. Regardless, we have taken the act of sex and we have determined it and we have created it into a worldly thing where it's not just between man and woman. It's not just between people who love each other. It's now running rampant. We see
man and machine. Thanks for the call, Randy. More coming up here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.